Not all of us can be astronauts, but on Thursday, February 21st at 7 p.m. at UTEP's McGoffin Auditorium, Bella Gaia will give us a poetic vision of Earth from space. And with me, speaking from Manhattan, is award-winning director, composer, filmmaker, and violinist, Kenji Williams. Welcome. It's good to speak with you, Kenji.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Could you give me the story of where this performance idea came from?
Bella Gaia, which means beautiful Earth, or beautiful interconnected Earth. The story behind this is quite interesting. I was sponsored on a trip to Kazakhstan, of all places, where the Russians launched their space program and their rockets up to the space station. And so it was on that trip where I witnessed a Soyuz rocket launch to the space station. But I also visited the American base camp in Moscow where they train the American astronauts to go up on the Soyuz.
Mm-hmm.
And on that trip, I met NASA astronaut Mike Fink, and he had lived on the space station for 6 months already, and I was thrilled to meet my first astronaut, and I asked him, what is it that changed when you went to space? And he replied and told me of how he had this complete transformation the first time he looked out the window of the space station and saw our Earth, our atmosphere just 20 miles thick and no political boundaries and this living bubble of life floating in the blackness of space. And I was so inspired by Mike's story of transformation that it got me thinking, how could I bring this transformative experience of seeing the Earth from space to those of us who can't go to space?
Yes.
So that was really the sort of genesis of this project, and certainly took a long time for me to figure out what to do and how to do it, but it's really become quite an amazing project creatively and working with many artists and working now with NASA scientists, providing a lot of content for the show. And sounds a bit corny, but you know, it really is like nothing else you've ever seen before. And for those who will go see the show, I think they will definitely agree.
Describe the process by which this performance evolved. How long ago was this first exposure to the concept?
The meeting with Mike was about 6 years ago.
Okay.
So it took me a couple of years, just sort of the idea was just percolating and gestating in my mind, and I also needed to get funding for it. So I applied for a grant from this amazing foundation called the Foundation for Global Community in the San Francisco Bay Area. And that allowed me to really sort of devote my full time to production. And through various contacts, I found this software that produced the most beautiful photorealistic images of the Earth, like a Google Earth, but much more beautiful, using real NASA satellite data. And so I started rendering out flight paths of orbiting above the Earth as if you are in the space station. And I started projecting these images and composing music to it and performing it live for audiences. It really just sort of grew organically in that process.
So what you're describing, is that NASA's Scientific Visualization Studio?
Yes, that also happened around the same time. An amazing champion friend of mine, Valerie Casasanto, at NASA Goddard, she really championed Bella Gaia's exposure within NASA, and I performed at about 13 NASA events.
Oh, they must love this.
Well, through that process, I met many, many astronauts, yes, but also scientists and artists in the Scientific Visualization Studio who were so excited to see their work, but used in a artistic context like Bella Gaia, and them being the creators of those actual animations. They've seen it hundreds or thousands of times, but when they saw it in this context with music and a live performance, they said they thought they were looking at a completely new piece of content. So it just goes to show you the power of art and how context really makes all the difference. And that was really my message for NASA, was that science needs to be communicated in an engaging way, and just providing numbers and data is only one part of education. I think you have to engage people emotionally and with their hearts,
yes,
and their minds in order for information and learning to happen.
Let's describe, before we go further, the actual nature of the performance. Tell us who and what will be on stage. Who will we see and hear?
Right. So this is a live performance. Mm-hmm. It is a multimedia show. So we have a large, a very large, like a movie screen on stage.
Yes.
That's projecting a brilliant image of, moving image of orbiting above the Earth, and then zooming in to different countries. And then we have dancers come on stage and show culture from that part of the world. And we have live musicians on either side of the screen performing live music.
Oh, and this is amazing. This is like bringing the
really,
Atlas to life.
It's really the whole world on one stage.
Mm-hmm.
And you can experience it live. And these musicians and performers with me are really just top musicians from New York, playing very exotic instruments like an Indian tabla.
Yes.
Or a Japanese koto, which is a 20-string harp, a Japanese harp,
yes,
type of an instrument, which is very beautiful. We have an Egyptian flute player, and she also plays jazz saxophone and a vocalist, and I'll be playing violin.
You're listed as playing violin and laptop, which I find quite interesting.
Laptop, yes. Well, I'm the violin is actually being sent through my laptop through all sorts of effects and delays,
okay,
and reverbs. So it sounds very spacey. I'm not playing a classical style, although I was classically trained, but I have my own style now where it's a space violin. It sounds very out there with delays and also with my composition of the backtrack and a soundtrack behind what we're playing. It's a very rich, a very full sound and experience.
Let me ask you, before you had this bonding with the overview effect that the astronauts experience from space, what were you doing before? What kind of performances?
Before I was really developing my career, the big project before Bella Gaia was with a painter named Alex Gray, and we did something similar in that we produced a live multimedia performance together where his paintings were animated on screens, on stage, and directed and performed the music while he did spoken word on stage.
Oh, so you were already into this multidisciplinary synthesis kind of thing before this?
Yeah, yes. I mean, I think, you know, it's a culmination of all of my passions and skills. I started in music with classical violin, and then I went to film school where I became a filmmaker and also scored music for soundtracks for films.
Lovely, lovely.
And then I've played in many different bands and toured around the world, so the live performance aspect was then continued, but more in the sort of electronica context. I even played many, many clubs and made dance music. I had my own dance music label.
Wow, you've been busy man. Yes.
Yeah, very busy.
And
but I had always wanted to combine visual arts with my music composition and with the live performance. And so Bella Gaia really brings together all of those.
I can't imagine how you're going to top it. NASA also recently awarded $500,000 grant for Bella Gaia's education programs. So congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's just amazing that NASA is supporting us to this degree. They are cutting edge not only in space, but in education. And what we do with the education program is we bring Bella Gaia to schools and museums, and we have school kids come and experience the show, and then followed by workshops and hands-on experiments.
Wonderful.
Working with actual NASA scientists who come, and also Google Earth experts, where they can have the kids play on Google Earth and learn about how to download NASA data, as well as a Native American educator and scientist talking about the indigenous perspective and indigenous science on our relationship as humans with this earth that we live on. So it's really a multidimensional and cross-disciplinary education program, bringing both Western perspective and indigenous perspective and an artistic experience all in one.
Really comprehensive.
It's really quite amazing.
Fabulous. I congratulate you on just an incredibly creative program. I have no clue how you could possibly top this, but I'll leave that to you. My guest today, Kenji Williams, who is an award-winning director, composer, filmmaker, violinist, and he will be here with Bella Gaia, A Poetic Vision of Earth from Space. That's Thursday, February the 21st, 7 p.m. at UTEP's McGoffin Auditorium. Tickets are available through the UTEP Ticket Center or Ticketmaster. Kenji, I just can't wait. Thank you so much for joining us.
I look forward to bringing this to El Paso. Thank you so much.